Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
FBI agent William Oldenburg, who served as John Durham's lead investigator, is suing Alex Jones because he is traumatized as a result of things said on the show by former guest of the show, Wolfgang Halbig.
Alex Jones and his company, these are very powerful people, and I'm not anybody. And so someone like me, you just can't defend yourself. You just have to, at some point, you have to accept it.
He admits that Jones did nothing other than allow a platform for others to lawfully speak.
Hell would call the FBI. I didn't speak to him.
Okay. Now, how many times did Jones call you?
Oh, he didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph, 289, on InfoWars?
I didn't, no, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
If Halbig appears as a guest on a talk show, does that make him affiliated with the talk show?
To me, it does.
Okay.
The judge, who is noticeably the most emotionally charged in the courtroom, is triggered when Jones's attorney, Norm Pattis, pursues the truth.
Who are the powerful people that Mr. Jones is affiliated with? I'm sorry.
I don't know if you know who a guy named Joe Rogan is. He's a podcaster, a guy named Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan harassing you too?
No, not at all. No, I'm just saying, if I can answer the question.
If he can answer the question, then you cut off.
Just one second, gentlemen. I now lost the question because I
couldn't. The question was Joe Rogan. I'll withdraw and ask another.
Okay.
Wait a second.
No, that's all right. So why don't we?
I guess he doesn't like the answer. No, I'm
all right.
Responding.
So counsel, let's just.
Sir, who are the powerful people that Mr. Jones is affiliated with?
Well, that was asked and answered. That was Mr.
Joe
Rogan.
No,
counsel, sidebar.
Pattis questions the political nature of the trial. How 15 people waited over 5 years until 2018 to file lawsuits on the same day and in the same office. But the judge gets noticeably upset because Pattis isn't playing along with their kangaroo court and forbids him from mentioning the name Clinton and others.
Well, we did the Hillary Clinton. Now we did the Megyn Kelly. Should we address what's coming next?
No.
Well, I think it might make sense.
Judge, I'm not responsible for giving my adversaries a preview of what's to come any more than apparently they were responsible for telling me what witnesses they were going to call today.
The plaintiff complains that Alex is going to try and defend himself and admits they have agreed to lie to the jury.
But he's injected this idea that Alex Jones was merely questioning when the jury is going to be instructed in the courts to determine that he intentionally inflicted emotional distress, that he intentionally lied, that he acted with malice.
These clowns actually thought that a man who has dedicated his entire life to freedom of speech would stay silent while they destroy him in court with lies meant to attack the First Amendment. And if they succeed, then any random federal agent can sue you into oblivion over hurt feelings from the internet. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, it's Friday Live, September 16, 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, wait till what we cover in 60 seconds. Just get...
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the news is so incredibly dangerous and dark that I'm going to really try to control myself and just cover it in a very calm way so it really sinks in for everybody. Because I tend to overprepare for the broadcast. More than 50 incredible video clips, more than 300 news articles that I have gone over last night and this morning, at least 6 hours of preparation, and then we get up here for a four-hour show, and it's just like, whoa, where to start? And I have to sit here right before I go on air and go write the headline for the live broadcast and try to decide what is the most critical out of all these concerted, coordinated, admitted attacks. And that's the key today. That's the big theme. Let's put the live show headline on screen, please. This is an emergency broadcast. Every broadcast we do is an emergency, but the emergency is deepening and is accelerating, and there's not much time to even mitigate how bad this crash is going to get. So if you go to InfoWars.com, you'll see the live show headline, and it says Emergency Friday Broadcast, and it deals with FedEx. And FedEx is seen as an absolutely key indicator of what's happening, not just here, but in the world economy. Now, FedEx is telling the world what I've told you in the last month, because I know people in industry, not just conservatives, not just nationalists, but I know people in a lot of areas of infrastructure. And basically, the economy is flatlining. And this has all been done by design. So, here are some of the headlines. Massive FedEx shares plunge. And the Dow Jones and every other industry is way down right now. FedEx shares plunge by 70% after company says it's going to get worse. We're going into a worldwide recession, FedEx CEO warns. Numbers don't pretend very well. A stunned Wall Street reacts to FedEx's biggest plunge ever. Futures crater as FedEx ushers in the global recession on $3.2 trillion triple witch day. Those are market terms. IMF chief, harsh winter may spark social unrest in EU amid energy crisis. And it goes on from there. We'll be covering this all coming up at the bottom of the hour in great detail. But this is a design collapse. We specifically told you 2.5 years ago that the lockdowns were meant to completely destroy the world infrastructure. But this is a designed operation. The technocrats flip the switches to do this while telling you there's no inflation or there's no recession. This is not a recession. This is depression with high inflation, stagflation. And so I tell the audience that because you need to get ready. And look, I know the audience already knows that. We can see the numbers. We know what's happening. The audience has exploded in the last 6 months. Revenue has gone way down to fund our operation. So I can see that myself. Then I can talk to every other major talk show host out there, the biggest, and they're getting the same numbers, the biggest. Down to, of the top 10 podcasters, I know four of them. I've talked to them all the last 2 weeks, had dinner with a couple of them, and they're seeing the same thing we're seeing. So, I mean, I told you, I said, it's in free fall. And now it's here. They cannot ignore this. They cannot hide this. It is just incredibly, incredibly important. Now, that said, now Harvard has come out with a study confirming what the British Medical Journal already said 2 weeks ago, that you have a 90%+ chance of dying or getting sick or being hospitalized if you've had these shots. What a scandal of scandals, the mother of all scandals, and it's not even a blip on the radar screen. And if you try to post this information on Facebook or other places, you get censored. That's all coming up. And that ties in to these three stacks that I've got right here. That, again, one of these three stacks we can do the whole show on. Incredible. Biden had a summit with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Big Tech yesterday, declaring war on free speech, calling all their opposition Nazis, and defining white supremacism as questioning elections, open borders, or lockdowns, which they've been doing for a year and a half. But now it's official. I mean, the magnitude of this. Meanwhile, they had hearings in the Senate where the corporate representative of Facebook admitted to live time coordination with the Democratic Party in the White House, censoring anybody that questions the official COVID narrative or other narratives. Now, we already knew that, but that's completely and totally illegal. But they just admit it. That's coming up as well this hour. And then we've got the chink in their armor pointing out their hypocrisy. And it's incredible as well. All DeSantis did was ship 100 illegal aliens out of Florida by plane to the most elite area on the East Coast, Martha's Vineyard, where all these globalists live. And the left started bitching and whining and complaining, and this is a crisis, this is terrible. We're not a border town, we're not Texas, we're not California. We don't want these people here. They've already bust them out. And we've got the footage in front of the Naval Observatory where Kamala Harris, that cackling witch, lives with their fence, said, get back from the fence, and carting the illegals off that Governor Abbott dumped off in front. Now, they may think they can get rid of 100 people a day, but if Texas and Florida start shipping 1,000 a day, which is very easy in their budget, it's game over, folks. You have to put pressure on the globalists in a nonviolent way. You have to give them their own medicine. You have to expose them and get in their face legally and lawfully everywhere, and they'll go away. But as long as they can pull the strings and run their operations, and we sit here like a bunch of idiots putting up with it, they're going to win. That said, we're going to go to break and come back with all this news, the military news, the economy news, and so much more, and how to mitigate this. But I just want listeners to understand that InfoWars is literally at a critical juncture, and so are you. And I want to commend and thank everyone that has supported us over the years by prayer, by word of mouth, and by financial support at InfoWarsStore.com and supporting our sponsors. And all the work we've done over the years is now very pregnant, 9 months pregnant, with the work that's really about to be done. We're about to hit the most important phase of our operation. And that means you. You are this operation. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and I thank you. And I know there are countless people that have supported us and bought great products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. But we need the vast majority of you that sit on the fence, that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com and never gotten a t-shirt or a book or a film or DNA Force Plus or vitamin C with zinc or the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium. So critical going into this fall and winter with the things that are going on for your immune system. 50% off as a combo immunity supercharger or individually 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a decision you have to make. Has InfoWars fought for liberty? Has InfoWars 9 times out of 10 broke the big story first? Have we been the tip of the spear? Have we hit the barbed wire? The answer is absolutely. If you want to keep this dog in the fight, I need your support now. Contrary to all the fake national headlines, I'm swimming in money on my children. That's not true. We are very close to being crippled or imploding. So now is the time for the cavalry. You are the cavalry. Don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the immune boosting combo. Go to 1776coin.com. It's a limited edition Man of the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin. Stay with us, and I thank you for your support.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Type of warfare. It's an old system, siege and psychological warfare, economic war, but it's being done at levels never before seen. It is the mega corporations of the world waging war against prosperity, against the individuals, against small businesses. Thank you for joining us on this emergency Friday broadcast. FedEx confirms global economy in free fall. Tune in and learn how to stop the Great Reset before it's too late. And it's already too late to stop how bad it's going to be, but it's not too late to bring the globalists that are orchestrating and engineering all of this to justice. Because if they get the blame for what they've engineered, they're going to go to prison, and their future operations to totally depopulate us once the collapse takes place will be stopped. So this is absolutely life-saving, critical, most important information in the world right now. It's why this broadcast still being on air keeps the New World Order and people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles awake at night. And that's not a boast. They attack us. They spend their time and energy trying to shut us down. They have emergency summits at the White House yesterday calling us white supremacists because we're willing to stand up and fight them. We're willing to expose them. We're willing to be true to humanity and to God and our families and our children. So I cannot stress to you enough what FedEx means, as I've been telling you the last few months. There are so many issues happening, but they train people for several years not to work, so a lot of employees don't want to work hard or don't come to work. You have supply chain breakdown. You have massive crime exploding. And you had all these trillions of dollars of stimulus money that basically used up any of the backup supplies in the economy in the last 2.5 years while the raw materials and the infrastructure itself was being destroyed and the real grassroots economy was being burned to the ground. And so when FedEx announces that, hey, we're seeing record low shipments, record low business, that's a real indicator. So with all the inflation being such a huge problem, on top of that, you're not supposed to have massive inflation while you have an imploding economy. They didn't believe that could happen until the 70s. It's called stagflation. And so this is completely artificial, as Klaus Schwab and them said. How did I know 2.5 years ago it would cause a worldwide depression? How did I know it would destroy the supply chains? How did I know it would cause mass starvation? Because they brag about it, and then out of the angry world that he talks about, where more than half of your income is spent on food and energy, once any country, doesn't matter if they're black people or brown people or white people, any country where the majority of the population spends half their paycheck or their money they get on food and energy, you get explosions, you get revolutions. And then you've got the corporate media trying to steer that into a leftist revolution of debt forgiveness and universal basic incomes and the straitjacket, the chains going on. Whereas you see populists getting elected saying, no, let's stop the New World Order. That's actually the long-term solution and answer. But the general public likes a quick, easy one. 2.5 years of stimulus money and getting paid to stay home and all this stuff while it destroys the real economy. And then they want to have a bunch of fear and a bunch of panicking. And then the leftist politicians run by the IMF and World Bank, their front group, the World Economic Forum, will then propose a solution, which they're already proposing everywhere. More money being handed out, more bailouts, more garbage to themselves, and then maybe 10% gets down to the general public. This is an economic warfare takeover. This is worldwide war. We've got videos pouring in out of Ukraine of what I already know, because I know some of the guys that are over there. U.S. Special Forces, U.S. Army Special Forces predominantly, Navy SEALs, you name it, leading Ukrainians in this offensive, attacking the Russians. The U.S. is at war with Russia. And that's just icing on the cake with how reckless and dangerous and out of control this is. U.S. troops removing mines on the Russian-held area so that Ukrainian armor can go in. And they've got any tank weapons, they've got any aircraft weapons strapped to their backs, and they are there killing Russians. A lot of folks go, woo, woo, yeah, great, kick their ass. This is only going to escalate, ladies and gentlemen. And so, we're going into a worldwide recession. FedEx CEO warns numbers don't portend well. A stunned Wall Street reacts to FedEx's biggest plunge ever. This is ushering in the global collapse. Massive inflation while there's no goods and services and things are running out. You probably noticed eggs are smaller. Bacon packages are smaller. You probably noticed everything's not as quality as it used to be, but you pay twice or three times more. That's just the beginning. Wait till it all runs out, which it's already doing in Europe and Africa and the Middle East and Asia. And what comes out of this? What do governments do once their public turns against them? What do they always do? They start a big, fat war. And the globalists already started that by pushing troops in and pushing up to the Russian border and wiping out Russian troops that have been in a proxy war with NATO and the United States for 8 years in Ukraine, almost 9 years now. Whether you like the war or hate the war, whether you're for, quote, NATO or the Russians, this is hurting everybody. And it's causing a worldwide acceleration of the financial collapse. So what do we do about this? Our hope doesn't just lie with populists and conservatives and Christians, though that's the main hope. Being vocal, standing up, speaking out, good governors telling the truth like DeSantis and others, good members of Congress raising these issues, pointing it out. But it's also with people that serve the system. If you work for big tech or you work for any other establishment group, you really think you're being patted on the head and organized to do these things you're part of, the surveillance, the censorship, the control. You really think you're doing all of that and somehow you're getting ahead. You will be destroyed in the future by your masters. You will be unemployed. You will be thrown to the side. You will, in many cases, starve to death. And you'll look back on this moment and wish that you hadn't thrown away your birthright and hadn't thrown away the social safety net and the social contract that was there. So I've talked about the economy. I've got more on that coming up. I'm going to set that aside. But the big issue is the official announcement of the power structure trying to outlaw their political opposition. Now, I told you this a year and a half ago in June, or more than a year and a half ago, when Biden put out the national directive on terrorism saying it's not MS-13, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's conservatives, it's the American people. And he listed the things that are terrorists. Open borders, don't like that, question elections, question lockdowns, question forced injections, you're a terrorist. They said white supremacism is the main threat, and white supremacists do this. They'll probably say white supremacists don't like inflation next. And then he had a big summit yesterday, and all their surrogates are out there saying it's imminent the right wing is going to start shooting and killing people and bombing things. Now, obviously, that means they're going to do it and blame us. So it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all going on right now. This is the war for the world. This is the Great Reset. And only knowledge of the enemy can stop it.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now, number one in the world.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Kyrie Irving, famous basketball player, is in hot water. He dared put out a 20-year-old clip that's gotten literally tens of millions of views the last few months circulating around the internet, where in a minute and a half I predict the exact future. But I didn't predict it. I had the enemy battle plan. I was actually reading books by Zabrinsky, by the New World Order, by the Rockefeller Foundation. That's why I know all this. That's why I'm so dangerous. You learn about it, you're dangerous to tyranny as well. It's like a rattlesnake bites you, they give you the anti-venom, you don't get sick. This is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. I just so happened to get interested in this as a child because I had family that was aware of it. Extremely aware of it. Because they'd been recruited by it, but got out of it. And not everybody that does that lives. So I'm going to leave it at that. So, this is 100% real as a heart attack, as real as cancer. And people are going to figure that out now, and mitigate the situation or later. So we've got that viral clip coming up. I'll play at the start of the hour that he put out. There's actually like a 3-minute one that's even better, but the one that gets all the attention's got like about a minute and a half long. When I say tens of millions of views, I mean tens of millions of views. Because they keep taking it down as fast as they put it up, so you'll see it. One day with 2 million views, it's gone. With 1 million views, it's gone. 3 million views, it's gone. Half a million views, gone. 4 million views, gone. And people just re-upload it faster than they can take it down. Yeah, that's the raw clip. The guys found the raw clip. What I want is the one that Irving put out, because they added a bunch of graphics and things to it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's got to be about a minute and a half long, because most of the versions I see everybody getting are like a little bit short ones. So, yeah, that's all coming up. So, why do I raise that? Because if the public gets this, and we're inches away, it's game over. I mean, this is the purposeful cutting off of the energy, imploding of the borders, shipping in fentanyl, promoting pedophilia, promoting the collapse of civilization. This is official. I'm going to play a clip with a prominent imam who made a great point. What he's saying is true about what the globalists feed us through their social filters and what China feeds us through their social filters versus what they feed themselves. Putin and China feed the exact same opposite of the messages we get here. Working with big tech, particularly China. They promote family and strength and being professional and being serious. Here, it's how to act like a fool and be a moron by design to literally take you out of the game. So you're a lackadaisical, decadent slob that can be taken down. And for those of us that aren't in a coma, well, we're being declared terrorist. Well, that's quite the elephant to eat. Good luck, New World Order. Your death by a thousand cuts is only waking us up. That's why I want to air this incredible clip by a hero, Tucker Carlson, last night, where he's the only person in mainstream dominant media with the number one show in the United States, probably the world, tens of millions of viewers, saying the quiet part out loud, that the government is declaring you a terrorist, the government is openly organizing it, and openly trying to outlaw its political opposition. How many times you heard me say that? Probably about 2,000 times the last couple of years. Every day. I can show you lots of interesting clips and, oh, look at this plane crashing, or look at this monkey driving a car, or whatever, or this dog driving a car, you know, oh, look at this giant squid attack a ship. That's all really interesting. And believe me, I'd rather be focused on that, or what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. I'd love to be sitting there eating nachos and drinking beer at a Dallas Cowboys game next Sunday, but I'll be here fighting because there's no damn future if we don't do it. You don't think I don't like hot dogs and nachos and cold beer? I'll drink your ass under the table. The point is, we can't be screwing around, folks. This isn't a game. There's Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park with the criminal government declaring war on us.
Man, things are moving fast. So much is going on, as we often say, that it's very easy to lose track of the big things, the things that matter, the things that will define history and the lives of our children and grandchildren. But Joe Biden's now famous blood red speech of September 1st certainly qualifies as one of the big things. In that speech, Biden announced that not only is his program the best for this country, that's conventional, presidents always say that, Biden told us that going forward, his program is the only program allowed in this country. Competing programs are not allowed anymore. They're illegitimate. In fact, they're dangerous, Biden said. They're a threat to the republic itself. With an election just months away, Joe Biden declared that his political opponents are enemies of the state. They are terrorists, in fact. Comparable, as his vice president later explained to NBC News, to Al-Qaeda on 9/11. Now, Biden and Harris said this. They didn't say it in private, grousing bitterly to aides in the Oval Office looking at their declining poll numbers. They said it in public, on television, and they didn't even flinch as they did. So you have to think about the implications of this. The United States is a two-party political system, has for our whole lifetimes. If the leader of one party, who happens to be the president, redefines the other party, not as a political party, but as a criminal organization, what is he doing? Well, of course, he is demanding a one-party state. And that's what Biden is doing, and he's using federal law enforcement to make it happen. So the question is, how is he getting away with it? And he's getting away with it by changing the terms. You can't just say openly, I want a one-party state with me at the head. No. You have to make the other side unacceptable. So when Biden talks about Trump voters, He doesn't talk about voters or Americans. He describes an insurgency. He implies an armed rebellion, not unlike the Confederate Army. Trump voters, Biden tells us, aren't just wrong. They tried to overthrow the U.S. government. And you can't debate people like that. You have to crush them. Democratic leaders across the board appear to believe this. Tim Ryan, who's running for the Senate as a Democrat from Ohio just yesterday, told Morning Joe on MSNBC, quote, "We've got to kill and confront that movement. Not defeat it, kill it." That's how dangerous populist Republicans are, according to the Biden White House. This is the language of totalitarianism. It's very obvious. And in a functioning system that wanted to remain democratic, people in power would push back against it. The media, business, any responsible person would say, no, you can't do that. That's too much power. We can't vest all the power in one political party. That's the road to something awful. But no one's pushing back. In fact, daily the media reinforced the message. Daily the media remind us that anyone who has questions about the outcome of the last election isn't a disgruntled voter. That person's a criminal. That person has embraced the big lie. You see it in every news story. The big lie. People like that are irrational and dangerous, and they will be punished, and rightly so. And now they are being punished. Yesterday afternoon, FBI agents apprehended a man called Mike Lindell at a Hardee's drive-thru in Minnesota, and they seized his personal cell phone, the one he does business on. Mike Lindell is not a wanted criminal. He's not even a public official. Mike Lindell, as you likely know, sells pillows, especially on this channel. So why would the FBI, armed FBI agents, be apprehending Mike Lindell? Because he questioned the outcome of the last election. He participated in the big lie. He's a threat to the system. That is the consensus view in Washington now. This is a very big change. In a free society, by definition, all questions are allowed. You can't have a democracy unless you are allowed to discuss its mechanics. Free speech is a prerequisite for a democratic system, obviously. And until very recently, everyone in America unquestioningly understood that. Dissent was not a crime, it was a patriotic act. And people committed it at scale, especially Democrats. For years after the 2000 election, Democrats claimed that George W. Bush was not the legitimate president. Some still say it. They may believe it. And then in 2016, the entire Democratic Party rejected the outcome of the presidential election. A foreign power got Donald Trump elected. Democrats said that, and they continue to say it every single day of Donald Trump's term. They impeached him over it. They hamstrung the executive branch of the U.S. government with an investigation into Russian influence, and in the end turned up nothing. What would you call that? You would call that election denial. You would call that the big lie. But no one was punished for it. No judge removed Adam Schiff from office for doubting the election results. The FBI didn't raid CNN's biggest advertisers. Everyone just moved on. You may have hated the Russia hoax, and we certainly did, but there was never any question that all American citizens have an absolute constitutionally protected right to question election outcomes.
America is occupied by globalist forces.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cover, and I like to talk, but I've got to play the whole 7-minute exchange with Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, and the spokesperson, the corporate rep in hearings yesterday on tech censorship. I mean, it is the smoking gun of criminal activity, and they just hide it in plain view, just like Mark Zuckerberg did 3 weeks ago with Joe Rogan. And then another senator, Ron Johnson, in a shorter clip, nails their ass. Because they are suppressing that the vaccines are killing people. They're suppressing all the real treatments. So they were putting lies out while suppressing the truth, all part of a coordinated plan, and they have the emails. This should be the top story in the country. But it's not. That's coming up next hour. But let's look at the other piece of the equation. Big tech boosts censorship after Biden's speech. Infowars.com has the report. Less than 24 hours after. Biden asked Congress to end social media immunity at White House summit due to hate-fueled violence. So big tech is following orders in live time, responding in 30, 40 seconds. You'll see that in testimony. To direct orders by the Biden White House to take anybody they want off, ban anybody they want in live time. The government with corporations saying, silence this person, ban this person. Totally illegal. And then they come back and say, well, we're still going to take you over. You've done a good enough job. You didn't jump high enough when we said so. Meanwhile, FBI agent, we have more people assigned to investigate white supremacists than there are actual white supremacists in the United States. It's almost non-existent. That's all coming up. I mean, this is so huge because they're doing all this ahead of whatever it is they're about to stage, try to outlaw their political opposition. That's part of what we're hitting next hour. And listen, I'm just going to say this now. It's a real opportunity for everybody on so many fronts. Supporting this broadcast is an incredible opportunity because you look at the incredible work we've done together. It's changed the world. And when you fund this place, you're just as important as I am. Plus, you get incredible products. So I'm not going to belabor this. I'm not going to bitch and complain. A lot of our products have finally come back into stock. We put everything we had into buying these products to get them in. And then FedEx comes out and tells you what I told you a month ago. The real economy is flatlining. So I know people run out of money. I know the economy's dead. I know their Great Reset and their lockdowns was designed to trigger this. But you must absolutely look in your life and decide what is most critical. Taking care of yourself, your family, getting right with God, speaking out, saying no to the New World Order, because it only gets worse the more we submit, being engaged, and keeping the tip of the spear on the air. Show. You see all these cherry pick things and these fake show trials and all these fake headlines that I've got $100 million or $50 million or $500 million. It's all lies. It's all crap. It's all absolute BS. They'll go, oh, look, one day, 2 years ago, they sold $800,000 worth of food because we would sell the food in bunches and then that order would go through at one time when we had them drop ship it and that would show up in our account. Then we made 30% on it. But the point is, it's okay to make money. I wish I had $1 billion to fight these people, but we don't have it. We barely have enough to make payroll. We barely have enough in the Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be solvent, which is in the next 6 weeks going to be decided. So we need to go strong into these hearings, not on empty. So it is the most critical time in InfoWars history for you to support the broadcast. It's your decision. I'm not complaining. If God doesn't move you to do it or you think it's not important, then don't. But if you do think it's important, take action. And it's not like you're betting on a horse that doesn't win these damn races. Because you are the horse, I'm the horse too. You are the InfoWar. Number one book in the world. Number one, beating Stephen King's new release, all of them. And yeah, in the next few months, we'll get a few million dollars off of this. Great. I'm going to dump it into this operation because the bandwidth alone will cost that in the next few months and all the expenses. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming in the future, but it ain't here yet. So get your unsigned or signed, which is a fundraiser, of The Great Reset and the War for the World. I want to thank all of you that have at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank those of you that are going to take action now and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the signed or unsigned copy. The signed is, again, a fundraiser. We need the support. And I need you to also realize that we have the fourth coin, the Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin. The first three coins are founding member coins. You get discounts on products. You get all sorts of, we're going to launch a bunch of new stuff very, very soon. You'll get exclusive free access to it. I'm going to leave it at that. Films, special shows, events. Finally, all the stuff that's 6 months behind is about to launch very, very soon. It's almost done. But I'm fighting hard. Get the Teddy Roosevelt coin at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. But whatever you do, take action. And then separately, all these products, in some cases, sold out for a year, like Greens Fiber, strongest, highest quality Greens Fiber for your body, health, your immune system, everything. It's back in stock, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload in your body, total immune system support, and so much more. It's 50% off when you get it in the combo deal or 40% off by itself. The combo deal is DNA Force Plus, vitamin C, and zinc. With rose hips, all three of these are 50% off together or 40% off individually. And I'm not going to spend time on this. This is the Linus Pauling formula he won the Nobel Prize for. It's the dose he said, and it's what he said to have it with, so it's uploaded into the body. It is over 1,000% what you need of vitamin C, and it's the organic, high-quality type. You want to be safe and healthy and want to be strong this fall and winter, fortify yourself now. This is the trifecta pack you need, the immune system turbocharged special. 50% off. Also back in stock, Diet Force, natural compounds that speed up your metabolism to lose weight. And I'm still overweight, but my wife's like, my God, I'm standing straight up. I don't look fat. I got a big torso, so I look fat when I'm sitting down because I got a big chest. I got a 52-inch chest and big everything. But I'm standing up, naked, coming out of the shower. I was like, damn, you look like, a gorilla. But the point is I've lost 44 pounds with this. It finally came back into stock. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus back in stock, all discounted. Just go to the site. You need the products. I know we're in a depression. I knew this was all coming. I've been thinking for years, how am I going to fund our operation when this is going down? Well, we got a few tricks up our sleeves very, very soon. I'm going to leave it at that. But in the meantime, the next 6 weeks, it is beyond critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com today. It's not like we're just some talk show exposing this stuff and having a little effect. We are, and I never, I'm very humble by this. We are literally like kryptonite to Superman, but kryptonite to the New World Order. We're like garlic and high noon to vampires. I mean, this, for whatever reason, God bless this whole operation and sent you to us and sent me to you, but it's been incredible. So just don't wait. I need to see funds coming in, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I got $80,000 from the first month of sales in royalties in 2 days ago. And I said, I'm going to donate all of that into InfoWars. And my accountant came back and said, courts ruled, bankruptcy courts ruled, you got to pay for your own security, your own trip, and your own legal. You need money, Alex. And I said, okay, give me $20,000 of that. That's going right to legal bills. And look, I'm just saying, I'm all in. But $60,000 out of $80,000, boom. From National Sales, the book is in. And I'm told another 80,000 will come in next month or 90,000 or 100. That's great. This is a war. It costs a lot of money to do this. You want somebody to fight for you? You want somebody to stand up? You want somebody to take action? I don't want to spend all day up here fundraising. But I will do it because I don't want to shut down. I will never give up. I will never give in. You put a gun to my head. They basically have. They told me, and they don't even care we talk about it. They said, come out against the Second Amendment a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, and again 2 months ago. Come out against the Second Amendment, and we'll drop all these lawsuits and all this against you. Burn in hell. I will never do that. But then it makes me so angry that they could still win if you don't realize how critical this is. I want to see $1 million in today, because we're almost in the red again. Damn it. And I'm not bitching at you. I am fighting for you. I love you, and I appreciate you. But if, believe me, I will do whatever it takes to never back down these people. But I can't do it without you. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. Together, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Go to 1776coin right now. 1776coin.com. And support this broadcast, because I love this team and Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the rest of these badasses like Greg Reese and Darren McGree and everybody else. And I need your help. You need my help. We're in this together. This is the fight. This is critical infrastructure. I know we're in a depression. Support your local stations as well. All right. We're going to blitz the news. Second hour. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.